Chapter 13. When I opened my eyes, the first thing I saw was an orange, baking glow just a few feet ahead of me, and it took me a long moment to realize it was a crackling campfire. I could feel the flames warming my sore body, and when I forced myself to sit up, I groaned as the world spun and my head throbbed.
Look!
Vesta's smooth voice rang through the air.
He's awake!
I could hear the rustling of leaves as the women ran toward me, and only then did I feel the soft fabric underneath me. I was lying on some kind of velvet cot, raised a few feet from the ground, with a thick wool blanket covering my body. I looked around the campfire, and I saw the familiars were curled up into their usual love pile and deep asleep. They had returned to their former selves, and of course Alexander and Sylvia were pressed together as they dreamed of whatever familiars dreamt of. There were a few mounted silk tents around the campsite, and a cauldron hung over the small pyre. The air smelled like spiced rosemary tea, and if Vanessa was able to conjure this all up and make everyone cozy and comfortable, I briefly wondered just how long I was out.
Master!
Morgana breathed as her pale blue eyes bored into mine.
How are you?
We were so worried about you.
Cersei added as she pushed back her long fishtail braid.
What happened?
I asked, and my voice was hoarse, like I hadn't had a drop of water for days.
You collapsed.
Vanessa's voice answered, and I had to look between the black trees to find her, but all I could see was the outline of her shadow, drawing closer and closer.
Here, drink this. And for Satan's sake, give the man some room to breathe, why don't you?
The women moved briskly out of the way, and Vanessa dropped to her knees and placed a warm wooden cup into my hands. I curled my fingers around the mug, and as I did so I looked up to study the professor's beautiful features. Her clear blue eyes were narrowed, and her rosy lips were curved down into a deep frown as she stared back at me.
What? It's not poisoned. What the hell are you waiting for? Drink it!
Okay, hold your centaurs. I was just taking a moment to appreciate it. Thank you.
It's nothing, really.
She muttered with a dismissive wave of her hand.
Just a few ground-up dire viper scales, ginger root, and a pinch of cranberry seeds. It should revive you in a couple of minutes, but forewarning, it will hurt.
Whatever it takes,
I said, as I raised the mug into the air like I was about to give a toast.
Cheers.
The women watched with wide eyes as I tipped my head back, and the brew slowly slipped down my throat.
It burned like acid, and it took all my might not to violently throw it back up as it scorched my stomach and soaked my insides.
My taste buds all burned, and my tongue turned to sandpaper as I handed the mug back to Vanessa and tried not to squirm from the agony.
I told you.
She sighed before she took back the cup.
Not the best feeling, but the pain will wash over soon enough.
I'll take your word for it.
I grunted as my stomach initiated violent somersaults.
Oh, Satan. Oh, what the hell even happened?
You tell us.
Vanessa purred before she reached into her dress pocket and scattered bright red particles of dust into the flames behind her, and they instantly roared and grew higher.
One moment you are fully functional, bringing down an entire kingdom and burying it into the ground, and the next you are out cold on the forest floor.
Wait,
I said as I looked around the dark woods. Where are we exactly? And where's the cross?
It's safe in my tent. And to answer your other question, we're just north of Aether. Not the same woods we are obviously looking for, since there isn't a glowing tree in sight, but at least we're farther up north than we were before, which means we must be close to the first artifact. But how will we navigate?
Cersei asked as she kneeled next to me.
That's the problem.
Vanessa sighed as she rubbed her temples.
I have absolutely no idea. There has to be a thick, resilient barrier placed here by Samara, so there's no magic I can use to locate the hidden forest's whereabouts. Well, shouldn't the cross help lead us to it?
Penelope asked with a raised orange eyebrow.
We nearly died trying to retrieve it, so surely it's more than just a relic that holds a fragment of Samara's power. I know it's different from the artifact we're searching for, but there's a reason she went through all the trouble to hide it. There must be a clue on it somewhere, and I bet that clue will tell us where to go. I thought the same thing.
Vanessa said, as she chewed on her lower lip.
Theodora told me it was supposed to lead us to a hidden passageway, but I didn't see anything when I studied it. How about we give it a go?
Akira grinned with twinkling black eyes.
I mean no disrespect, Professor, but maybe we can find something you missed. Well, I don't see the harm in trying.
Vanessa sighed before she made her way inside a tent. And when she was gone, the other women all turned their attention back to me.
Master.
Faye breathed as her golden green eyes studied every feature on my face.
How are you feeling? We looked everywhere for those cranberry seeds and Penelope wasn't sure if the brew would even work. I was fairly certain. The point is, we were worried about you. It had been a while since you've collapsed from using your power.
I don't think it was my power that caused my blackout, I said as I sat up higher and rubbed the stinging sensation from my eyes. But before everything went dark, I heard Samara's voice.
What did that bitch have to say?
Akira growled in a dangerously low tone. The typical elder bullshit. She threatened to find and destroy us, but I know it's because she's afraid of me.
And she should be.
Beatrix said with her chin raised.
Yeah, I can't wait to burn each one and kill her as painfully as fucking possible. Which we'll only be able to do if we can work out whatever is hidden on this damn thing.
Vanessa interrupted as she returned to the campfire with the wrapped-up cross in her hands.
There's a reason this bitch decided to hide the next clue in a cross. She knew it would burn us if we tried to touch it. Come, let's study it by the fire.
When I swung my legs over the cot, my entire body felt like it was utterly rejuvenated and put back together again. The others all watched and followed as I slowly made my way over to the professor, and we all quietly took a seat. Then Vanessa set down the hidden relic and carefully pulled back the corners of the cloth, and we marveled at the beautifully crafted cross with its brilliant gems and sparkling diamonds embedded into the gold piece.
Wow. If it weren't such a disgusting, holy artifact, I'd actually appreciate its craftsmanship. Look at the jewels. They sparkle like the rarest and most expensive gems in the world. I wouldn't be shocked if Samara ventured to every corner of the world to retrieve them.
Vanessa muttered as her blue eyes narrowed down at the cross.
Satan, this feels nearly impossible. Perhaps the gems are arranged in a secret coded display? They look random to me, don't you think?
Marina questioned with a small pout.
I may be a newly added Wicca, but still, this seems to be leading us nowhere. Perhaps we should turn it over? Maybe whatever we're looking for is on the back?
Yeah.
I've already examined it. I didn't see a damn thing.
Still, let us have a quick look. Like you said, there's no harm in trying. Vanessa didn't argue as I used the fabric to cautiously turn over the cross. And as I did so, we all gasped when we saw a series of engravings suddenly trailing down the back of the golden relic.
What is it? And how did it suddenly appear like that? Maybe the fire brought it back to life.
Penelope pursed her lips in thought.
Perhaps you're right, Miss Penelope. But unfortunately, this is an ancient dialect.
Vanessa sighed as she rubbed at her forehead.
It could take me days to decipher it. May I take a closer look?
Circe questioned as she leaned over Vanessa's shoulders and squinted her serpentine eyes down at the gold symbols.
I'm not sure, but I think I can read it. Really?
Vanessa asked, and for once her voice sounded both hopeful and impressed.
By all means, go ahead and give it a go. I think...
The blonde witch said as she bit her lip and furrowed her blonde eyebrows.
I believe it says to follow the frozen river up a cluster of hills in between the changing trees. There you will find the entrance of a cave, as large as the mouth of a dragon, ready to devour your soul whole.
Fuck. I breathed as I stared at the serpentine witch. That was incredible, Circe.
How did you do it? I must be older than I look.
The blonde Wicca giggled.
You most certainly are.
Vanessa agreed as she nodded her head.
The dialect derives from the first dawn. Shit. I suppose I'm finding out more about myself with each passing moon.
It's incredible, I said, and I sent the Serpentine Witch a subtle wink. I can't wait to learn more about you.
I'm glad we have you with us,
Vesta added with a glittering smile.
Yes, we are all relieved you're here,
Vanessa said, as she dramatically rolled her eyes.
But now that we know what we're looking for, I suggest we all get a good night's rest. We'll be up at first light, so I'll be returning to my quarters now. Yes, Professor.
The others responded as we watched Vanessa wrap the cross up and retire to her tent.
I think she's right.
Cersei yawned before she glanced behind her.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
We called back.
I believe I'll join her.
Nyx said, and her indigo eyes were heavy with sleep.
Yeah.
Morgana added as she stared at the others.
We should listen to Vanessa.
You're probably right.
Penelope nodded. As the women all headed into their different tents and their familiars remained by the fire, I stayed where I was and stared into the flames. I'd been asleep for so long that the idea of closing my eyes and resting just seemed impossible.
Carl?
Marina asked, and when I averted my eyes, I realized both Beatrix and the former siren had remained behind. You're not tired? I asked with a raised eyebrow. You should probably heed Vanessa's advice and rest.
Not just yet.
Beatrix responded before she shook her head.
To be honest with you, I'm far too anxious to even think about sleep.
What's going through your mind? Besides, you know, the obvious.
Well.
The light-haired brunette sighed under her breath.
Sometimes I just feel envious of you and your coven.
Yeah? I asked as I leaned forward and tried to soak up some warmth from the fire. Tell me more.
I just wish I could have the same bond you all do. The idea of tying one's soul to another is just so romantic. Romantic.
Marina repeated with a dubious expression.
I think the word that first comes to mind is practical, but I think I understand what you mean. There is certainly an appeal to the entire pact notion. I basically had a bond with my sea sisters, and sometimes those relationships were the only thing that kept me going.
I'm sorry, I said as I looked at the lavender-haired Wicca. I bet you felt like a prisoner, bound to that bastard for all your life.
It was truly horrid,
Marina muttered without meeting my eyes.
I thought I'd die there in that pool until you showed up and saved me.
Well, as long as I live, I vow to keep you safe, I said, and her lavender eyes were suddenly filled with hope and longing. I then turned to look at the beautiful and quirky Beatrix and flashed her the same confident smile. You too. I promise to watch over you, and perhaps with time you two can become like the others.
Thank you, Cole.
They answered at the same time, before they glanced at one another and began to giggle like a pair of giddy schoolgirls.
Well, we'd better go to sleep. We have a long day ahead of us tomorrow. Yeah, a long day of Vanessa bitching at us.
Marina muttered under her breath, and Beatrix burst into soft laughter. Well, that too. All right, I'll see you two tomorrow.
Good night, Cole.
They said, before they swiftly turned and headed inside one of the tents. As I stared at the dying embers, I realized it would be pointless to stay outside here with the diminishing flames and not one other soul in sight. So I got up, headed into my large silk tent, and slowly began to undress. I kicked off my boots, unbuttoned my shirt, unclasped my trousers, and prepared to lay down on the widespread cot covered with thick fur blankets and smooth silks. The tent was spacious, and there was enough room to fill at least 6 or 7 people inside. But as I prepared to lay my body down and force myself to sleep, I heard something rustling outside. I whipped around, and my mouth dropped open when I saw Akira, Morgana, Faye, and Vesta wearing nothing but smiles.
Master,
Akira growled in a hungry voice.
We tried, but we couldn't even think about sleeping. Not after what happened to you.
She's right.
Vesta purred as she took a step closer toward me.
Seeing you like that, it was too much to bear.
Please fill us up with your unholy seed and help us forget.
Morgana pleaded as she pouted her lower lip.
Spread us wide open and fill us to the brim with your huge, delicious dick. I'm focused like wild animals.
Faye added as her golden green eyes shone with delight.
Here, deep in the belly of the forest.
I stared at each woman's different but very beautiful bodies, and I could feel my blood rushing south. Then as my cock hardened and sprung into view, each woman's eyes widened with delight and longing. The flames from the campfire seeped into the tent's opening and cast a warm glow over all the women and their perfectly sculpted bodies, and my heart began to pound with arousal.
Master.
Akira moaned as she moved her slender but athletic body toward mine.
May I please be the first one to taste your cock?
You may. I grinned as she slowly got down on her knees and locked eyes with me. Take your time. Go nice and slow, and as deep as you can. And the rest of you, I want you to get down on the floor and watch while you touch yourselves. But do not even think about coming until I tell you to.
Yes, master.
The others responded as their hands trailed down their stomachs and toward their hungry pussies. Akira grinned like a tiger as she licked her lips, wrapped her soft hands around my shaft, and moved up and down in slow motions. She giggled before she swirled her long, hot tongue along my flared tip, and then slowly along my underside. Oh, Satan. I groaned and grabbed her short black hair, and she moaned as I gripped even tighter.
Oh, master, I like it when you're rough like that.
And I like it when you put my cock in your mouth. Now be quiet and take me all the way in. Oh, I want to fuck the back of your throat and hear you gag for more.
Yes, master.
Akira smiled right before she wrapped her moist lips around my cock and took me all the way in. I grunted with instant pleasure and tightened my hold on her hair as I bucked my hips back and forth and prodded the back of her wanting throat. The sound of her slurping and humming along my length sent me into overdrive, and I picked up the pace and thrust deeper inside her hungry mouth. Oh, fuck. Good girl. Keep going. Yes, just like that. Akira moaned as she continued to stroke my member and bob her head back and forth.
She looks so lovely taking in your cock, master.
Vesta purred as her shimmering silver eyes gleamed with desire, and her slender fingers prodded in and out of her bare lilac pussy.
Absolutely ravishing.
Faye agreed with a sultry smile.
Satan, I can't wait to feel you inside me, master. Me either. I've been longing to feel your warm seed filling my womb.
Patience? I growled as I bucked my hips with more fervor. Oh, fuck. I'm close, Akira. When I come, you'd better swallow every single drop. If you don't, you won't be able to reap your reward. Understood? In response, the ebony-haired Wicca eagerly wriggled her head all the way down to my balls, gently gagged, and then stared up at me with glassy, lust-filled eyes. Her tongue ran along my length as she moved her head up and down, and my cock twitched as my entire body quivered with intense desire. Then I spurted a bucketload of hot cream inside her starving mouth, and as my head spun and my whole body shook, Akira slurped and drank every drop of my cum. She moaned with hungry pleasure as my seed poured down her throat, and when I gently pulled my cock away from her lips, a popping sound echoed inside the tent. Oh, good girl. I panted as Akira wiped the corners of her mouth and sucked her fingers. Now lay down on the silks and furs, and spread those legs nice and wide for me. Then I want you to look at me while you rub your clit. I promise you, when I'm ready, I'll give you what you so desire.
Yes, master.
The black-haired witch responded before she crawled over to the covered ground.
As you wish.
As she moved her tight ass over to the silks and furs, I looked down at the others and smiled. Now you can all stop what you're doing, at least for now. I want you all to lick my cock clean, and once you've done that, you will place yourselves in front of the cot and watch while I fuck Akira's brains out. I want you all to be soaking wet once I get to you, but again, you're forbidden to come. Not unless my cock is deep, deep inside your pussies. Understood?
Yes, master.
They all responded in eager tones. Morgana was the first to lean over, and as she did so, she lifted her blue eyes to stare into mine. She then used her long tongue to lick my cock from my tip to my balls, and I shuddered with pleasure as Vesta took her turn. The elvish witch took the initiative to swirl her tongue around my tip and lightly plant kisses on my throbbing head. And when Faye took her turn, she ran her hot tongue all the way down my underside and then sucked on my balls and moaned like a wild animal. A shiver coursed down my spine, and when I turned to look at Akira, she was furiously rubbing her bright pink clit, and her folds were glistening with desire as her black eyes observed every detail. Stop! I commanded. Oh, you've done well, ladies. Now take your places and enjoy the fucking show. I'm about to fuck Akira's pussy raw, and I want you to relish in every second.
Yes, master.
The women answered with grateful smiles. I slowly headed toward Akira, and her grin spread from ear to ear as I crawled on top of her and planted a kiss on her purple lips. Our tongues quickly snaked together, and as our embrace deepened and intensified, she bit my lower lip and smiled when I pulled away.
Do you like it rough, master?
She asked as she licked the blood from her lips. Ah! Fuck. You know I do. I grinned before I grabbed my cock and began to rub the pulsating head against her moist folds. Do you like it when I fuck you hard?
Oh, more than anything, master.
The black-eyed witch groaned as my throbbing tip nearly slipped inside her wet opening.
Please fuck me. I want to scream your name over and over again.
And you will. I command it.
Yes, master.
She gasped as soon as I plunged my cock inside her hungry pussy.
Oh, fuck. Yes, cock. Fuck.
As I claimed Akira's body and drilled my slick dick deeper inside her tight tunnel, her black eyes rolled into the back of her head and her breasts bounced up and down as I picked up the pace. Oh, fuck, you're so tight, Akira. I grunted as I delved deeper inside her. So warm. Oh, and so fucking wet.
Only for you, Cole.
Akira panted as she bit down on her lip and drew blood. She then wrapped her legs tighter around my waist and dug her nails into my back.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
As I ventured deeper inside her thirsty tunnel, her pussy violently clenched and unclenched around my cock. Then I sawed in and out of her drenched cunt, and as I moved my hips faster and drilled in harder, her moans grew louder and her breathing more demanding.
She looks like she's possessed, master.
Vesta purred from behind us.
I swear your cock does wonders. She's going to come. Look, she can barely breathe.
Is that true? I teased as Akira's mouth gaped open.
Yes, yes, yes!
She gasped as her legs tightened around my waist and her long nails bit even deeper into my flesh. So let's come together. I demanded as my entire body quivered and I could feel my cock twitching as I neared another explosive climax. Now, and scream as much as you desire.
Fuck!
Akira yelled as her silky tunnel walls violently spasmed around my throbbing length.
Oh, cool.
The moment my name left her trembling lips, my entire body shook, and I released my hot cum inside her hungry womb. We both trembled as I spilled my seed inside her, and even though I sprayed like a hose inside her tunnel, her walls still greedily squeezed my cock for every drop she could get. Everything spun, and a hot flash shot up my body as I filled her to the brim with my cum until hot juices spurted down her thighs like a fucking waterfall. Oh, oh, good girl. I grunted as I gently pulled my slick cock out of her soaked opening.
Oh, master.
She moaned as her eyes fluttered with satisfaction.
That was fucking amazing.
Oh, you were amazing. Now, join the others while I lay on my back. You can pleasure yourself however you desire, while Morgana comes over here and rides me like a wild stallion.
Oh, yes, master.
The brunette responded with wide, eager eyes.
I'd be more than happy to comply.
I watched as Morgana slowly crawled over to me, with her full bouncing breasts and wide, creamy hips. Then I licked my mouth as she gently reached for my cock and ran her tongue along my underside. She moaned as she swirled her tongue along my tip and gently planted kisses along my wet cock.
I can still taste your delicious, salty, thick cum.
Oh, and do you want me to fill you up with it? I asked with an arched eyebrow.
Yes, all the way to the brim.
Then hover over me. Guide that warm pussy of yours all the way down my cock and ride me until you're filled with my seed.
Oh, yes, master.
The dark-haired witch moaned before she slowly slid her sopping wet pussy on my fully erect cock. Both of us grunted with instant pleasure as the full-breasted brunette began to gently swirl her hips around my rod-hard pole. Her flat stomach was curling in smooth motions as she moved her body slowly against mine, and as I bucked my hips upward and ventured deeper inside her tunnel, she mewled and panted for more. Fuck, I growled as I grabbed onto her wide hips. Go faster, I order you.
Yes, master.
She keened as she moved her body along my throbbing shaft.
Oh, fuck, go. I can feel you deep inside my womb. Satan, yes, I need you. I need all of you.
Oh, and you have me? I grunted as I guided her along my cock. Fuck, yes. Oh, Satan, you're so fucking sexy.
Yeah?
She mewled as she rocked her hips faster and faster.
Master, I think I'm going to come everywhere.
Not just yet. I ordered, and Morgana whimpered, but slowed her pace so she wouldn't come. My eyes wandered from Morgana's beautiful body and toward the other women who were on their knees and watching us with glassy eyes as they gently fucked themselves. But then I thought I saw a shadow by the opening of the tent. It took a moment, but I realized it was Vanessa. She was staring at us with wide, curious eyes, and her mouth was slightly parted open, as her full chest heaved up and down. She didn't know I was looking at her because her eyes were too focused on my body, and she couldn't seem to pull herself away as I continued to buck my hips upward and plowed deeper inside Morgana's hungry pussy.
Master!
Morgana moaned as she began to bounce up and down at a faster speed again.
How does that feel?
Oh, fuck, amazing, I replied as I stared back into Morgana's eyes. Fan-fucking-tastic! Now, if I was going to fuck her, then I would devote all my attention to her. And if Vanessa wanted to silently watch, then I vowed to give her an amazing fucking show. Morgana's tight pussy slid up and down along my throbbing cock, and I could feel my dick twitching with wild desire as I neared another mind-blowing orgasm. The vivacious brunette tossed back her head as she bobbed her goddess-like body with more determination and intensity, and her thick hair went flying everywhere as she moaned and begged for more. Are you ready to come for me? I questioned as I reached up to squeeze one of her full breasts.
Yes, master.
She screamed as I bucked my hips upward and ventured as deep as I could inside her silky, sweltering tunnel.
I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Please let me come.
Then do it. Scream for me.
Go!
Morgana cried out, and as she did so, my cock twitched and I released my seed inside her cavern like a raging river breaking through a dam. My breathing was labored, and my vision violently spun as I burst my load deep inside her cunt. Her tight walls grasped my length and sucked my cock for every drop of cream I had to give her. We both struggled to breathe and steady our shaking, connected bodies. But eventually I had filled her up, and the brunette slowly clambered off me.
Oh, fuck.
Morgana panted as she pushed back her slick strands of hair.
Thank you for fucking me, master. That was unbelievable. She rode you well, master.
Fay grinned from ear to ear.
It was pleasurable to watch.
And would you like a turn? I asked with an arched eyebrow. Since you've been so patient, I can fuck you on all fours, just like a wild bitch in heat. The redhead nodded slowly.
Yes, master. I love that more than anything in all the realms.
So come here, I urged as Morgana took her place with the others. Morgana, you may do whatever you like to yourself, but you know rules are rules. Don't come again. Not unless my cock is deep inside you.
Yes, master.
The brunette responded, and her face was still flushed as red as a rose. I glanced back at the opening of the tent, but I couldn't see Vanessa anymore. I wasn't sure if she'd just stepped out of view or had gone back to her own tent, but something told me it was more likely the former, so I decided to keep putting on a show. Now, come here, Fay, I commanded as the redhead slowly approached me and I got on my knees. Get on all fours and submit yourself to me.
Yes, master. Whatever you wish, I will gladly give it to you.
As Fay proceeded to get down on her hands and knees, I stared long and hard at her bright pink folds. I grunted with desire as I marveled at her ample ass and freckled back, and then I pulled back her long blood-red hair before I whispered into her ear. Do you give yourself to me? I growled, and her entire body shivered as I licked her ear and down her neck.
Oh, yes, master.
Fay purred as she wriggled her body closer to mine.
I give you everything, and one day I vow to give you as many children as you desire.
Oh, yeah. I grunted as my length hardened with desire. How badly do you want my cock?
More than anything.
She mewled, and when I slapped her ass, her body jerked forward, and she gasped with pleasure and surprise.
Oh, make me yours, master. Please, I beg you. Pound into my accepting body and fill me with your hot seed.
Very well, I replied, before I slipped my erect cock inside her gushing folds. The redhead squealed with delight as I plowed deeper inside her tunnel, and her walls clamped around my member like a silky bear trap as I began to rock my hips harder against her skin. A deep, animalistic growl resonated in her chest as I slapped her ass again and thrust deeper inside her smooth, slick, sweltering tunnel.
Yes, yes, yes. Master, please, please don't stop.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it. I murmured as I pounded deeper inside her, and her knees nearly gave out. Oh, fuck, Satan, you're so fucking tight.
Yeah?
The redhead whimpered as I picked up the pace and fucked her hard and rough.
Do I feel good?
Fucking incredible, I growled. Then I grabbed her thick red hair and pulled her back, and she moaned and squealed as my balls banged against her clit. Her walls violently clenched around my shaft, and when I looked at the others, their eyes were glassy with desire, and each one was licking their lips as they played with their glistening pussies.
She's so close, master.
Vesta purred with admiration.
I'm jealous.
Your turn will come soon enough, I grunted as I pounded deeper inside the redhead's tunnel. Now, Fay. Are you going to come for me?
Yes. I'll come for you, master.
Then do it, I ordered as I tightened my hold on her hair. Scream for me. My entire body convulsed with pleasure as the redhead's walls clamped tightly around my quivering member. And as she screamed, my cock twitched and erupted inside her like a dormant volcano finally exploding. We both gasped for air, and her knees nearly gave out as she struggled to remain on all fours. Oh, Satan, Fay. I panted once I had finished pouring into her, and I felt like the wind had been knocked out of me as her walls gave a few more tight squeezes around my cock.
Master,
she gasped as I gently pulled out of her sopping pussy.
That was fucking incredible. Oh, thank you.
Oh, it certainly was, I remarked as the redhead's trembling body crawled toward the others. Each woman stared up at me with glassy eyes and parted lips as they continued to plunge their fingers in and out of their wet folds, and my eyes quickly landed on the elvish witch with her long, thick green hair and shimmering silver eyes. Vesta, come here right fucking now.
Yes, master.
The elvish witch sighed in a soft voice.
I'm yours to claim.
Oh, you most certainly are. I grinned. Now I want you to crawl on top of me and ride me with every ounce of energy you have in that gorgeous body of yours.
With immense pleasure, master.
Vesta mewled with half-hooded eyelids. I laid my body down on the silks and furs and patiently waited for the elvish witch to come closer and closer, and I could already feel my blood rushing down south again. Vesta purred as she ran her tongue along my stiff member.
You're already so hard.
As she hovered over my cock, I pressed my thumb along her throbbing purple clit and gently slipped two fingers inside her pussy. She gasped and moaned in response, and a smile broke across my face as she begged for more. And you're so wet, I commented as I drilled my fingers deeper inside her sopping cunt. Fuck!
Do you like that, master?
The elvish witch mewled as she thrust her lavender body against my fingers. I'd like it better if you were on my cock, I growled as I rubbed her clit with my thumb. Vesta smiled like a cat in heat as she hovered her slender body over the tip of my rock-hard cock and slowly slid herself onto me. We both gasped with instant pleasure when I was balls deep inside her, and she began to slowly rock her body against mine as she locked eyes with me.
Oh, yes.
Vesta moaned with delight as she began to quicken her movements.
Master, fill me up. I need all your cream.
Oh, is that so? I grunted as I bucked my hips upward and prodded deeper inside her hungry tunnel, and her groans grew more erratic. Good girl! Just like that. Fuck! Keep going! As Vesta bobbed her body up and down, she tossed back her hair and planted her hands on my chest. Her nails dug into my skin as she moved her body with wild determination, and I knew we were both reaching our threshold. Her tight, moist walls were clenching furiously around my shaft, and the tip of my cock twitched as she moved faster and faster. Beads of sweat dripped between her perky lavender breasts, and she fervently began to rock her body against mine and then swirl on my cock.
Master!
She cried out as her mouth parted open and she gasped for air.
I think I'm gonna come.
Then come hard for me, I ordered as I grabbed her hips and moved her up and down along my throbbing member. Come as much as you desire.
Yes.
The elvish witch screamed as she rode on my pole, and her walls clamped around my dick.
Cole!
My cock twitched and throbbed as she called out my name, and I finally spurted my hot seed inside her hot pussy. As I filled her up to the brim, my head spun in furious circles, and we both struggled to breathe as her walls milked me. Oh, that was amazing, I breathed as the elvish witch slowly clambered off me. Oh, you did well, Vesta. All of you did. Now come over here and lay down next to me. Then, if you're patient, we can go another round. The women all giggled with sheer delight as they crawled toward me and plastered their slick, naked bodies against mine. And as I stared at each witch's hungry eyes and sexy smiles, I could already feel my abused cock twitching with desire. Oh, this was going to be one long, amazing fucking night, and not only because I had my gorgeous women at my beck and call, but also because this time I knew Vanessa could hear every fucking sound. And I knew, as hard as she would try to deny it, it turned her on, and this would be one step closer to making her mine.